Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Will Schmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
It's Joe Potty in for Tom Ackerman on this Sunday morning, a gorgeous Sunday here in St. Louis. One final segment here on Sports on a Sunday morning. And as always, we're pleased to welcome in Bernie Mikulas to our Sunday program. And hopefully it's been a good Sunday for you, Bernie.
Yeah. I ate some biscuits for breakfast.
Dang.
Some good coffee.
I like it.
Outstanding, Joe. Outstanding. Thank you.
Really nice. So, you were just chatting off the air, actually. I wanted to bring up, if fans and sports fans don't know and don't realize, you and Kevin Wheeler and Tom Ackerman and Matt Pauly, you've been having kind of a sports roundtable discussion, and it's been every couple of days. It's going to go, I think, a little bit more regular coming up, but it's kind of cool to see you guys kind of kick around the topics of the day.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of these on Mondays. We won't be doing one tomorrow, but we'll be resuming on November the 4th, which is a week from tomorrow. And it's a round table with the four of us, and usually goes about 45, 50 minutes. And we have a ball. And, if you follow KMOX Sports on X, you can find it. You certainly find it on the station. And the plan is to do several of these each week, and they're a lot of fun. So it's like a all hands on deck KMOX round table. So I can't wait to do every one. They're so much fun. Thank you, man.
Yeah, no shortage of topics, obviously, to get into. And something that I've been thinking about, that I keep seeing, I've talked about it a couple of times on this on the show already today, but the idea that Tommy Edman wins NLCS and, oh my gosh, the Cardinals did it again and blah, blah, blah. And I feel like that is just a lazy narrative when you can say, yes, I get it, Randy Arozarena, Adolis Garcia. But the fact is, none of these three are superstars. It's not like the Cardinals legitimately cast away someone who's going to superstar, but all three of these guys managed to get hot for a series.
Well, the thing of it is, postseason baseball, it exists for a lot of reason, but one thing it definitely does, it gets everyone to completely overreact. I mean, and whether it's good or bad, like, for example, we all know Aaron Judge is struggling mightily in the postseason. He's 1-for-9 in the World Series with 6 strikeouts. He's having a really, really hard time. But here's the deal. That can also happen in the middle of May, or it can happen in late June. It's baseball. Sometimes you have a stretch of games where you look like Babe Ruth. Other times, a stretch of games as a hitter, you look like Pete Cosma. I mean, baseball does that. So, yeah, everyone goes bananas over Tommy Edman. And listen, I'm really happy for him. Don't get me wrong. He's a wonderful guy. But you know what people forget about? And so I'm with you on this part. You know what people forget about? Tommy Edman had 15 postseason games for the Cardinals, and he hit .224. And he had a really good series against Atlanta when they won the NLDS. And after that, like his last 10 postseason games as a Cardinal, he hit under .200. Does that mean that he was a bum? No, it doesn't mean he was a bum. It just means he was hot for a few games, and then he went ice cold. That's baseball, man. That's baseball. I don't know why that's so hard to understand. It's, you can't take a handful of games and define a hitter with that. If you're biased and you want to, I understand the frustration with the Cardinals. Don't get me wrong. But, when people dredge that up as if, like, the Cardinals made some just incredible, incomprehensible mistake – no, they actually didn't, because Tommy Edman would not have been here. There's no way he would have been a Cardinal after next season, for sure. So, I think I'm not into that either. I think our town – I do it too. Listen, man, I'm guilty. I think our town really obsesses way too much about former Cardinals.
We do indeed. Let's chat a little Mizzou football, because
just kidding.
It feels like because I contrasted this. Tom Ackerman's enjoying this great run with his Indiana Hoosiers, and it's it's always so much fun when kind of you get that surprise of a great season. Of course, the other side of that is you expect a great season and you get disappointed. And that's obviously where I think Tigers fans are. But it's clear that if nothing else, this team cannot sustain losses at the top of the depth chart. They don't have the depth to do that.
You know, they're by the way, I texted Tom Ackerman this morning and I said, Aki, I was thinking about something. You know, your Indiana Hoosiers, they're having the season that Mizzou was supposed to have.
That's right. Right? That's right.
The Mizzou offense is just shut down. And listen, don't get me wrong. There's a drop-off when Brady Cook's not playing and Drew Pine is in there. Okay, there's a drop-off. But I have to be totally honest about this. Brady Cook was not playing well. He had that wonderful comeback. That was a wonderful moment. It was a wonderful scene. Everything about that Auburn performance was great. But I'm talking about the overall body of work this year. Brady Cook has not been – he's one of the least accurate quarterbacks in power conference football. And Drew Pine is worse. But if you look at Mizzou just in terms of their passing accuracy this season, both of those quarterbacks together, Mizzou's down there near the bottom in terms of – power conference teams. And I'm not talking about completion percentage. I'm talking about on target rate, catchable ball rate, things like that. This offense has just gone kaput. I mean, it's amazing to me that in their games, they've played five games against other power conference teams, and they're only averaging 17.5 points. Last three games against power conference teams, they've averaged 10.3 points. I mean, this offense has just dried up. And yeah, it's harder without Brady Cook, but he wasn't exactly setting the world on fire either. He really wasn't. And his performance, if you contrast his numbers, and you know I'm a numbers guy, if you contrast his numbers last season to this season, it's like two different quarterbacks talking about Brady.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It is disappointing, obviously, for where we at least expected, or the expectations that were there, and now to see them unrealized this year.
And Joe, it's really frustrating overall. But and they're completely wasting Luther Burden.
Yeah. I mean,
he had five touches yesterday. And, you know, for a grand total of, I think, 18 yards. And if you look at, again, I'm not going to go through all these numbers, but I was studying this morning, like his production level is like you have to look way down the list. And I'm talking about all power conference receivers to find him, because he's just not getting much business. And what a travesty that is, to have a player that gifted and you can't utilize them because you haven't been, number one, you're not calling the right kind of plays. You're not creative enough in how you use them. And then the two quarterbacks can't get the ball to him with any kind of reliable measure.
Yeah, I do think it extends to not utilizing him enough, not targeting him enough. I was at the Vanderbilt game, and I mean, the first play, I think, in overtime was that play to the corner for him. And everybody around us is, where was that all day? Because they don't even call those plays.
No, that's right. And I don't get it. I always check out what fans are saying because I respect them. And I want to know, kind of pick up on the vibe. And one of the things I saw after the game yesterday and again this morning, and I agree with it, you know, sometimes we all go too far in having like an overly emotional reaction to bad stuff like this. But a lot of Mizzou fans are saying, you know, Kirby Moore's not having a good season either. You know, the offensive coordinator who was brilliant last year. I have no idea what they're trying to do on offense. I really don't. And maybe the offensive line's not as good. But to come out yesterday, Brady Cook is not 100%. And you don't even try to run the ball to let Alabama know you're going to do it. I mean, they can't keep the pass rushers off Brady Cook. And so, but you're going to give them nothing else to worry about or think about. You're just going to open up the game, pass, 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 pass. And it was a disaster. I don't understand that. And so Kirby Moore's having a bad year. And frankly, Eli Drinkwitz is having a bad year. This team was set up for success. All the ingredients, everything in the formula was made for a big, big, big season, a playoff type season. But they have not played well at all on the offensive side of the ball. And here we all were worried about the defense, which I don't really have a problem with, the way they've hung in there pretty well. So it's been a bad year for the coaches. And just the offense in general, the coaches on the offensive side plus the head coach.
Bernie, always a pleasure to catch up, and I know that we'll continue to do so, and fans can look for that next roundtable coming up on November 4th.
All right, Joe, always good to talk to you, man. Be well.
You too. I appreciate it, as always. Bernie Mikolas with us here as he wraps up our sports on a Sunday morning program, as he always does. Good show for you today. Thanks so much to Drew Young, who is behind the controls, but also has a lot to do with putting all this together beforehand. Appreciate Tom Ackerman letting me sit in his seat here for the Sunday program. Rebecca Tillett was with us. Bernie Federko was with us. Scott Jago was with us. We talked some St. Louis City, too, with Edmund Elzey, and of course, Bernie Mikolas, and you can go back and listen to all of that on the Odyssey app, and I would urge you to do just that. Great show today, and we'll talk to you down the road here, as we always do. It's sports on a Sunday morning. It's a Sunday morning tradition. Joe Pott for Tom Ackerman. Have a great Sunday, everybody.